We'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any stations with the suffix of Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
And Net Control. Alpha Whiskey Lima, a little late on our greet. His name's Adam in Spartanburg.
For NUE. For NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Patrick in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad.
Kilo 4, NUE. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November. Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Negative, negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
Stop and recognize KB2BYQ, and that's Dave in Eastwick. I'm sorry. My bad. I've already recognized you, Dave. You got it twice tonight. So N4AWL, and that's Adam in Spartanburg. Thank you for dropping by, sir. KO4HKX, and that's my good friend Patrick up in Penrose. And KC4EZN, that's Harry down in Candler, North Carolina. Any more stations for Echo Through Hotel? This is KO4NUE or Net Control. We'll move on to the next group, which is India Through Lima. Any stations with the suffix of India Through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but saying 73 is for each one of you.
4NUE. Chad, don't you be spoiling us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4NUE. And please check in Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo, KE4JRK. This is John of the place of Paris Mountain. 7371 and we're negative and negative.
That was a good group. And we'll start with James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. And Larry and his wife Donna in Greer, KK4JBQ and KC4MFQ. Also Duncan in Asheville, KO4JKV. And John at the base of Paris Mountain, KE4JRK. And Larry, if I wasn't so nervous right now, I would have a good comeback for you. But right now, I'm just going to welcome you into the group. And thanks for the encouragement. Any more stations for Echo Through Hotel? This is KO4NUE or Net Control. India Through Lima. Any stations, India Through Lima. KO4NUE or Net Control.
For NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. Name is David. I'm in Whitmire. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Recognize KO4EYV, and that's David up in Whitmire. Thank you for dropping by, David. Any more stations for India Through Lima? This is KO4NUE or Net Control. This call, KO4NUE or Net Control. We'll move to the next group, which is Mike Through Papa. Any stations with the suffix of Mike Through Papa, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Cocktail 4, MUE.
Check in and out, Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin up here in Hendersonville, and also Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my sweet wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Chad. Have a good night.
MUE. This man, what a surprise. I was waiting on Daniel. Glad to hear you call us a net and settle the nerves down, Chad. You'll be all right. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Wobble up here in Edmond. I'll be negative and negative.
Back up and recognize Melvin and his bride, Pam, up in Hendersonville. W4MHE. And KZ4PAM, Pam. And also another net controller, a real good friend of mine, K4OIM, Walt, up in Inman. Are there any more stations for Mike through Papa? Please call KO4NUE or net control. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix ending in Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE or net control.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4NUE. Chad, thanks for calling the net. This is N0TR, Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Good job, Chad.
Can you eat? Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform, Romeo Mobile. I'm on the road up here in Spartanburg working tonight. I'm going to be in and out. 73, all of y'all.
Or you are. I didn't get your name, sir.
This is Chris.
Look up and recognize WU2 Tango, which is Rusty, and more, and N0TR, Mr. Tom and Greer. And Tom, I gotta tell you, as soon as this net is over, I'm putting my britches on and I'm coming over to get some of Miss Bernice's peach pie. And also KO4RUR. That's Chris in Spartanburg. Are there any more stations for Quebec through Tango? Please call net control.
Hey. Chad, please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4RW, Rich and Green, but no traffic, no round table.
I'd also like to recognize K4ROY, that's Rich in Greenville. And also would like to check in my pretty little bride, KO4RYP. And her name is Miss Anna. And she's sitting right here helping me do this tonight. So I just want to say thank you for that. So any more stations for Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE or net control.
K4ROW, not Y, but W.
Sorry about that. I got my letters mixed up, and I was trying to get through the night without a recheck, but not going to happen tonight, I guess. But that's okay. Thank you for correcting me. We'll try again later. Any more stations for Quebec through Tango, please call net control. So we'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or net control.
NUE. Now, Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, Randy. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, Linda. We're up in Asheville. And also, I have a question for the group.
NUE. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Well, Randy, let me recognize you and Miss Linda and Mr. Chris, and then we'll come back and let you post your question. So we'd like to recognize in Asheville tonight, Mr. Randy and Miss Linda, K KI4VLW for Mr. Randy, and KJ4CRL, and that's Miss Linda, and WN4S, that's Chris and Lyman. Chris, you're pretty close to where I am here in Campobello. So, any more stations with Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. I'll come back and get you, Randy. Just hang tight. Are you still in there, Randy?
KLW. Yeah, I've been asked, are y'all going to be canceling the Hamfest at the Spartanburg Fairgrounds?
Was asked last night, and as far as I know, it's how do I word this? It has been postponed, but it has been postponed to the point to where just go ahead and say it's canceled for the year 2021. If Gary KI4DOS is in there, Gary, if you would like to validate that. I'm pretty sure that's what you said last night, but I just want to make sure I'm giving Randy the correct information.
Yeah, that's right. As far as I know, Randy, it has been canceled. They did postpone it a while, and then they said they want to get some more participation and some other things lined up. But as far as I know, it has been canceled this year.
I'll let them know up here because several was planning on coming. So I'll have Steve send out an email to the West Coast membership letting them know that it is canceled. And while I've got you here, Gary, you do know that Norman passed away.
Yeah, I did not know that. I'm sorry to hear that. But I do appreciate you letting me know about it.
Passed away yesterday morning, and he was at nursing home, and there's not going to be a funeral, no services. He didn't want it, and he's going to be cremated, and his ashes mixed with his wife Betty's ashes, and then they're going to be spread out at one of the local Boy Scout camps in their favorite spot. So I didn't know if you guys down there knew that or not. So basically sort of an announcement that Norman Howell, N4NH, passed away yesterday. And thanks for the info about the Ham Fest. Appreciate it. And Chad, you're doing a good job, buddy. Hang in there. And after you do this a couple of times, you'll think, well, what was I nervous for? Because I know I went through it. But you're doing a fine job. And everybody down there, take care in 73s. KI4VLW.
Thanks for the announcement about Norman. And folks, in case you don't know, Norm was our VEC. He's our coordinator for the VE team down here in Greenville. And of course, he had some other folks come in and help him out. But that's who Norm is. Thanks, Randy. You and Linda have a good evening. KI4DOS, back to net.
Well, Randy, I hope we answered your question, and Gary, I appreciate you backing me up with that. Okay, are there any more stations for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for Alpha through Zulu? Any more stations?
Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta. And Greer, I will be in and out this evening, over.
And Greer, KK4JD, I hope I got that right. Thank you for dropping by on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And so we have nobody on EchoLink. Nobody asked to have racked you tonight. So, are there any additional stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Last call. This is KO4NUE, or call net control.
4NUE. UE, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2 TXJ, Jim in Taylor's. I will be negative, no messages, but for the RAG crew, I just wanted to propose a question out there. If anybody knows anything about the SC Heart DMR system, I'd appreciate comments, KA2TXJ.
KO4NUE, your net controller. KA2TXJ, Jim, is wanting to know if anybody out there, as Gary would say, in radio land, knows anything about DMR. And Jim, I didn't get the last portion of the DMR. There's more to it. But if anybody can help Jim, that would be great. KO4NUE.
The question was specifically about the SC Heart DMR system here in South Carolina. If anybody knew anything about that, appreciate comments. KA2TXJ. If not now, anytime in the future.
Jim, this is Chad, your net controller, tonight. I will make a note in my log, and if you'll periodically check in, I will contact K908, who is part of that system, and he has a portion of the repeater for the WARN system. And I've got a meeting with him tomorrow, and I will ask him specifically that question. So let me make sure I got this right. So you want to know what specifically about the DMR portion and the DMR portion of SC Heart?
But on the website it says that it's an open system. I wanted to know if anybody's actually using it and what their experience has been with it. I've been trying to program the code plug on my radio, and I can't seem to get into the system, so I had some questions about some code plug issues, as well as whether or not there's much activity on the system other than for emergency use. I understand the emergency purpose of it, but apparently it's also listed as an open system, and was wondering if anybody else was operating on K2TXJ.
Okay, Jim, I actually know two people, N4WHM down in Hartville. He is a DMR guru, so I will contact him, and if you'll check back in the net in the next couple of nights, I will run both of those individuals down tomorrow and see what I can find out. If you want to contact N4WHM, he definitely could help you. And you could check him out on QRZ, N4WHM, name is Bill. But I will run this information down for you and get back with you on the net. Are there any more stations that would like to check in? KO4NUE.
Recheck, KI4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
Another check in for you. KI4MLN, Kilo India 4, Mike Lima November. That's Al down there in Malden. His transceiver is broken at the time, and he called me and wanted me to get him checked into the net. And I'll make a few comments when you get that far.
I'd like to recognize KI4MLN, and that's Al with a broken transceiver in Malden, but checked in by telephone relay. So, all right, Gary, if you got anything, go ahead and drop it in now.
UE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, had a good day over here, or started off good anyway. I got out there, was working on cutting the grass, and all of a sudden I've come back up across the yard and I saw a big metal washer laying there. And I stopped the lawnmower and cut it off and got out and walked around the lawnmower, picked the washer up. Then I started looking for where it fell off. It came off the right front wheel. It's got an E-clip that holds it on. I lost the grease cap. I don't know where the grease cap is, but I lost the grease cap someplace. And then that E-clip popped off. And then luckily, the wheel didn't fall off, so I was in good shape there. But I got the parts to get that all fixed back up, put back together. But I had to quit cutting the grass and go get the parts. And so I did that, came back and repaired the lawnmower. I was going to cut the whole yard, but I didn't get it all done. I just got the front done. Had some weed eating I wanted to get done, so I put the lawnmower up, got the weed eater out, and went to work with it. Got around all the
the trees and the bushes and the fence line and all of that out in the front, so I've got all that to do in the back yet. But a little later on, before I got the weed eater out, the steering started making a popping noise. And so when I put the lawnmower up, I got under there, and the steering gear is worn just about a half inch right in the center of it is gone. So I've got to go tomorrow and find a steering gear for that, and probably the other piece that goes with it, the bushings and that sort of thing, and get that all fixed up.
I'm glad the E-clip didn't cause you any steering problems, and everything's okay. I mean, at the worst, you lose, you know, half a yard of getting the grass cut, but grass grows every day, and you can always go back and get it whenever you can. But I learned years ago, it's been my experience, when things don't start off well or start off early in the day, there have been some days when I've just said, hey, you know what, I'm gonna listen to what's thumping me on the back of the head and just say, nope, not today, because if I continue on, I'm just going to tear more things up. And usually it's either with a bobcat or a lawnmower. My dad came through here yesterday, cut the grass. It was his time to cut the grass. Got a lot of grass cut out here on the farm. And I normally don't get him up and let him get up near the house. I'll normally cut it before he gets up here. But he beat me to the punch and went by the dump trailer and sucked the electrical connector that, you know, you hook up to the truck that controls the lights and the brakes. Sucked it up in the lawnmower and just jerked it flap off the trailer. So that will be the third one I've put on this year. And my son borrowed it and jerked it off. Then Dad's tore two of them up. So I think from this point I may not put another one on it. I just may put me a slow moving sign on the back of it and hope for the best, because I'm tired of putting them on.
I tell you what, Chad, some days it's not, just doesn't seem profitable to get out of bed. I hate that for you with tearing the pigtail off, but that's not that big a deal. It takes a little bit of time to get it all hooked back up and all the right wires in the right places, but that's no big deal. But I think I would maybe figure out some kind of attachment that you could put on the tongue of the trailer to hold that pigtail up. You know, put it on a post like some of the big trucks have got for the airlines and things. It's got a big spring on it. And that way you can hook it up to that and pull it over. And that way it won't be laying down towards the ground so the lawnmower can get it. Either that or take the bobcat and make you a gravel parking spot, and that way you won't get close to the pigtail, because you'll be getting in the gravel.
Pat, you remind me a lot of my dad. Just nice and has a lot of wisdom, and you gotta kind of watch people with wisdom like that, because I think maybe what's happening is Dad may be trying to encourage me to cut the grass all the time instead of taking turns like we do. And if he tears something up that I gotta fix every time he cuts the grass, then see, that might prompt me to cut the grass every time. You see what I'm trying to say?
Know exactly what you're saying. And there's always other ways to induce people to do a little more without coming out and saying it and being ugly about it. as my dad used to say, you can catch a lot more flies with honey than you can vinegar.
Gary, when he hit it, I looked out the window, kind of peeled the Venetian blinds with my fingers and looked out the crack of the blinds. He was sitting on the lawnmower right outside the window, looking straight into the window now. And now the blinds are closed, He didn't even know I was in there. But when I opened those blinds to see him through the yard, he was looking straight at me, and he had this funny-looking grin on his face. So now that I think about it, I think that's probably what's going on. And, you know, that's pretty good at that, I guess. But nonetheless, we thought it was funny.
Laugh about it and his cry. And it's just stuff, and it's just things, and they can be fixed or replaced. Ain't no big deal, but I think I'd like your dad. You know, my dad used to play, I called them jokes. He pulled stuff like that on me as well. And it's all good, though. It teaches us a lesson really quick. Chad, that's about all I've got at town. Maybe there'll be some more check-ins or somebody else want to talk to you. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Hope y'all take care. And we'll do it again soon. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
Bye, Gary, and I appreciate the rag to you. And let's see. Okay. Are there any additional stations that would like to check in? I'm going to try one more time. Can we get one more? This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any additional check-ins?
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
Just K4OIM. You got my mind wondering. You said Miss Anna was sitting there with you calling the net. And I'm wondering if you try to, besides Howard Stern, you're the only person I ever heard broadcasting without me pants on. What's going on?
I think of a response to that, but I'll just be straight up honest with you and tell you, you know, when we got back from the last deployment, the house is paid for. It's in my name and her name, and that way I figured I bought the chair and bought the house. I figured I'd sit in here in my underwear if I want to. I mean, I hate to put that over the net, but you know you did bring it up.
I am Friday. No, you brought it up. You the one told Tom. In 0TR, that as soon as net was over, you was going to put your pants on and come and get some peach pie. You brought it up, Chad. But, man, I can't imagine from now on, every time you call the net, I'm going to be wondering if you got any pants on or not.
Man, first of all, let me get control of myself. I apologize to anybody on the net if I have offended anybody because I don't have the proper attire on while calling the net. So, Walt, I'm glad that you brought that out, and I'm assuming that you're in for rag chew. Is that right? Because if you are, then I got something I want to tell you.
You're checking out a quit laughing.
Get you, Reacher.
Now, both of them on me now. Go ahead, Larry. Let me hear it. I deserve it. Let me have it.
Say, Chad, was, you know, we all like you, and there's a price to pay. I mean, some people call it initiation, whatever, but I know Walt respects you, and I know he likes you, and you know, this is just a little fun, and, you know. Okay. KK4JPQ.
And Walt, and everybody on the net, my grandfather told me years ago, if people don't pick at you, they don't like you. And if that's the case, then I guess you and Walt just really like me a lot, I guess that's what that means.
That's Scott over there in Greenville. And he couldn't remember, he checked himself in, but he couldn't remember his wife's call sign. He remembered his daughter's call sign, both of them named Mary, but we all laughed about him not being able to remember his wife's call sign. I just wonder if he can remember their anniversary, but yeah, I just figured at you, Chad, but when you said Tom, I'm because his net's over, I'm gonna put my pants on and come over there. I said, oh no, I got him.
All good, Walt. It's all good. I'm enjoying the conversation, and I'll be honest with you, I'm glad somebody's picking at me, because I didn't mean to put it that way, and like I said, I apologize if I offended anybody, but I'm sure I didn't. But Walt, if we racked you, and I got something I wanna tell you.
We got nothing else to do, but you're apparent. Well, got an hour before the 11 o'clock news goes on to see what Biden screwed up today. Go ahead, Chad. K4OIM Friday.
I was thinking today. It dawned on me today why. Every time I hear your voice on the radio, you've got a voice that's easy to listen to anyway, but there's just something about it that it dawned on me today what, I guess, that connection or whatever it was, is that me and my grandfather were very close, and he worked for the county as a heavy equipment operator. And you sound a lot like him, and, you know, carry yourself a lot like him. And joke around, you know, a lot like him. And I got to thinking about that today. And he told me a story one time. He worked at a very young age during the CCC? The Civilian Conservation Project, Conservation Corps. And they were cutting trees down at Camp Croft. If you go down to Camp Croft, when you go in the turn-in down there, there was a big pile of rocks there, and I think the CCC helped put some of that in there. And he was working with the CCC, and he was telling me that when he grew up, we had poke salad for lunch, poke salad for breakfast, and maybe some cornbread and poke salad for supper. And he said, well, I just got so tired of eating poke salad. That's all we ate was poke salad. At the CCC, had a group of fellas down there working, and he decided he got to cut down a big pine tree and got with the foreman there and says, why don't we do something different for lunch today? Let's take all our bag lunches or all our lunches and let's take it over and set it on that pine stump about 50 yards away. And then we'll all line up here, all the workers line up, and you, the foreman, you shoot your pistol and we'll have a race. And then that way, everybody gets a different lunch. We'll race over there to that stump and pick out a different lunch. And that way we'll get something different than eggs or cornbread or poke salad. Reed, foreman picked the pistol up and shot the pistol. And Pappy, that's what I call my granddaddy, he said, I was pretty quick back then. And he said, sure enough, I was the first one at the stump. He said, matter of fact, I was fast enough that I got to the stump to where I had enough time to pick up a couple of them bags to see which one was the heaviest. And he said, I picked the heaviest one up and run back to my stump to eat my lunch, something other than poke salad, a boiled egg, and cornbread. I opened that bag, there was two hickory nuts and a claw hammer in it. I never will forget him telling me that. That was the funniest thing. I never forgot that story. And I guess that is what's clicked with me, and I guess the way your voice sounds and this, that, and the other, because Pappy was always picking at me and joking around with me, and, you know, so I just wanted to share that with you.
That might have worked with your grandpa, because he was in the CCC. I ain't going to say what my dad said that stood for, yeah, but he was in the CCC camp. Yeah, he was in on that project down at Camp Croft and in Paris Mountain State Park and some of the parks on the Blue Ridge Parkway. But there ain't nothing wrong with poke salad. I could eat poke salad. That's like fish. I could eat fish and poke salad 3 meals a day. I love poke salad.
I do too. Nobody in my family fixes it but my grandmother. And she puts fatback grease and eggs with cornbread, and I can just eat that for a meal. But, Walt, hang on 1 second. I got somebody checked into EchoLink. Let me see if I can pick him up. Any stations for EchoLink? Any stations? This is a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call now. This is KO4NUE. KG4PFJ. Josh, can you give me your location, sir?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were copying me. It's Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot Juliet, broadcasting out of the Pelzer area, lower part of Greenville County tonight. Check in, negative, negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
And I appreciate you utilizing the echo link function on this repeater. It's always nice to see that work. Okay, Walt, if you got anything else, Walt?
Hi, Chad. I'm going to tell you on echo link, sometimes you have people that just come up on echo link to monitor, and you keep going back because you know there's somebody showing up on EchoLink, but when you ask them to check in, they don't check in, and for some reason, I don't know why, they don't say, they just monitoring, but then the next thing you know, they gone. But that's about it, Chad. Get your pants on and go get some peach pie. KO4NUE, K4OIM. I'll be clear on your final, Chad.
Enjoyed the conversation, and you got me. So I can, does that mean I can consider myself initiated?
No, don't you, Larry.
He's got his gold star now, KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry and Walt, you better believe, and the net, you better believe, the next time I call the net, I will be fully clothed. Matter of fact, I might even put on a suit and tie just for the both of y'all. So, are there any additional stations at this time that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Last call, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Yeah, this is KD2KWS.
Can you give me the first three of your call again, sir?
That was Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Whiskey Sierra.
EWS, can you give me your name and location, please?
Yeah, the name here is Mark, located in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
KD2, KWS, thank you for checking in with us tonight, and I appreciate you dropping in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's always nice to have everybody check in. And we got a lot of check-ins tonight, and I appreciate everybody's support. And one thing else I'd like to say is that since I got my ham ticket, me and my wife both got our ham ticket. We utilize the 2-meter net, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, for entertainment. We like to listen to who checks in, and we like to listen to stories and listen to just what's going on in the community. So I hope that we have provided some entertainment for some people tonight. And I know tonight was a good group and a good check-in, and we had some good fun. And I got to earn my gold star tonight. So as long as I get a station, I'm going to keep trying. Are there any additional stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? This is KO4NUE.
Control.
Castle, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. Mobile 1 Mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
T, Juan in Greenville. Thank you for checking by. Appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. One more time, are there any additional stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? So here we go. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. Please stand by for my net report. After the net report, I will return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net. And like I said, it's been a pleasure being your controller tonight. Stand by for the net report. Or NUE, I'm clear. Everybody be safe and see you tomorrow night.